I'm here in Greensville right now, mobiling around, heading over towards Berea, but you sound fine.
I just put this mobile in the car a couple of days ago and really hadn't had an opportunity to try it out too much. I'm over here in West Asheville right now, but how's everything going down to Greensville town this morning, this afternoon?
Hey, doing very good. I'm out and about. I'm taking care of a couple of heating calls. I'm an AC and heat guy, so I'm just out and about doing that. But we're doing good down here. I mean, still quite a bit of trees down need to be picked up, but all is well from my end of the view here.
That's good. Things up here in Asheville slowly getting better, but there's a lot of places on the outskirts that. There's actually, you know, what I understand, there's still a lot of people trapped, can't get out yet. They're still working to get them out, and you know the rest of the story. But, boy, it's been something up here, Rod.
I feel for you up there. Trust me. We enjoy going up that way, and man, the damage is incredible. Incredible. How'd you fare up there?
Well, we live in South Asheville, right up from Biltmore House area. But we're not really in an area where the water floods. I mean, it was bad. We had a couple of trees come down. They kind of blocked the entrance and exit. But other than that, and the water and the power going off, we'd be fine. Even my ham antenna stayed up, believe it or not. Go ahead.
Yeah, mine did too. I was pretty stoked about that. You know, my tower didn't get touched. Even my dipole wire stayed up. My HF wire stayed up. I forgot to take it down. And we fared okay. I mean, a lot of people didn't fare very well. I've driven by a lot of houses that trees landed on and destroyed down here.
Whole town's destroyed up here. They're rot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. My wife and I, we would go up to the tobacco barn over there in the art district quite a bit, and I understand that took some serious damage.
Oh, absolutely. Believe me when I tell you, it looked like they dropped an A-bomb on it.
I wonder if the tobacco barn is still there or that's gone.
You talking about the place where they have all those antiques, right?
Yes, sir.
It's still there. But they took everything out of it. I don't know if they got it out in time or if it destroyed everything. I hope not, because there's antiques in there you just cannot replace.
Oh, I know. We've been through there quite a few times. We like going there. I have to call up there and see what the status is.
There's nothing in there. It's empty. So I don't know what the deal is. I guess maybe they got it out in time, I hope. But boy, I tell you, that would have took a lot of work, right?
Oh, I hear that. Well, sir, I'm getting to my next location here. I'm going to hang the mic up and pay attention here. I got a few more minutes to get there, so good to hear you in there. You got a good signal coming in. A little bit of fried egg, not bad. You're 100% readable, so you're in good shape.
I appreciate it. I think this mobile, it's a little Olinko. I just bought it. It does about 65 watts, I think. But like I say, I'm up here in Asheville, and I'm on a quarter-wave antenna on my car. So, you know, it's a miracle it's getting in at all. All the way to Caesar's Head. Have a good evening and good afternoon, and nice to talk to you. My name is John, by the way. 73W4CNA.
W4CNA, KB2, HXS, Dave here. And I reside in Greer, or Gur, as people want to call it. So let me get down the road a piece here. I got to get to my customer. Have a good day. 73.
Yeah, 73, sir. Take care.
74, 83, and 8 for South Carolina. 4 3 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8